بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون و مکہ میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بھلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے तुझ पर सब घर बार लौटा दूं, खाना दिल आबाद रहे, सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं, गम से तेरे दिल शाद रहे, सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं, तुझसे फकत फरियाद रहे, अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर, विर्दे जुबा ए मेरे इला, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह। नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह, नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह, ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पना, ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पना, मुझसा खल्क में कोई नहीं, गोबद किरदार ना मसीहा, तू भी मगर गफ्फार है या रब, बख्श दे मेरे सारे गुनाह। नफ्स और शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह, नफ्स और शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह, नफ्स एंड शैतान बहुत ऐसे ऑलवेज से हैव गैंगड अप अगेंस्ट मी एंड दे आर डिस्ट्रॉइंग मी, they want to see me embarrassed, disgraced, humiliated. That is what nafs and shaitan want to see. So he said, they want to destroy me. So, oh my Allah, meri madad kar chahta hoon main teri pana. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar chahta hoon main teri pana. I want your protection, my beloved Allah, from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. I keep on saying that up till now the world has not been able to identify the terrorist. They don't know who is a terrorist, how to define a terrorist. Sometimes the freedom fighter they say is terrorist. Sometimes the terrorist they say is freedom fighter. But Allah Ta'ala has identified for us two terrorists, nafs and shaitan. Our egos, our passions, and nafs, that's and shaitan. These are the terrorists. And they are open enemies, declared enemies. Shaitan and nafs does not want to see anybody go in the right direction. They want to take to drugs and drink and prostitute quarters and cinemas and rave clubs and all these kind of things. And at the end of the day, when the person is trapped and when he is being disgraced and humiliated and suffering in prison or other places, so then at that time nafs and shaitan distance themselves. Then shaitan says, I didn't make you commit all those sins, you did it yourself, blame yourself for it. Hansi aati hai mujhe hazrat insaan par, gunah karta hai khud, lanat bhejta hai shaitan par. Shaitan says that because he says, he only whispers, that's all. He didn't tie anybody's hands and take them to those haram places. So what should the person have done? He should have read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Seek protection in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from shaitan, the cursed one. Ask Allah ta'ala for protection. Shaitan is the rejected dog of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if there is a huge bulldog outside the house of someone and it's barking, not allowing the person to get into the house. So what must the person do? He mustn't stand there and start barking at the dog. If he stands and starts barking, will it help? He must press the bell. The owner of the house will open the gate, the door, and he'll do some kind of a sign language to the dog. The dog will fold its tail and sit down or move away, and the person can enter. So when shaitan is whispering, then that's what we must do. Press the bell to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, shaitan wants to take me in a wrong place. Help me, assist me. And then use the power that Allah ta'ala has given, the willpower. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam didn't just stand there making dua only. He said, Ma'az Allah. But then he ran for the door, knowing that it's locked, and there are locks there, but he ran for the door. He did what was in his power. Allah ta'ala then did with his qudrat that he opened those locks up. And as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, seven doors he came out. Fafirru ila Allah, run towards Allah ta'ala. And see how Allah ta'ala helps. So together with dua, the person must make the effort also. Both go together. And dua has got great effect, but with dua there must be effort also. One person, one pious Allah wala, was in prison for political reasons. They don't go into prison for crime. So on the day of Jumu'ah, he used to dress up in whichever way it was possible in the prison. And then he used to apply some ether which he had and put some surma and then start proceeding towards the gate. So the other inmates, they said, where are you going? You know you can't come out of this gate. And what's all this preparation for? The preparation is supposed to be for Jumu'ah, but there's no Jumu'ah here now. What prayers are you going to make here? And you're going towards the gate, what is going to help? He said, within my power was to get ready, to get dressed and go up to the gate. So I did that. After that, Allah Ta'ala does, it's his decision that I should be inside here for this political crime, political offense. So therefore, that is Allah Ta'ala's will. But I did what is in my power, giving us a lesson that we must make the effort in the right direction. After that, whatever Allah Ta'ala wills in taqdeer, it will happen. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و ناما سیاہ. There is no one like me, there is no one more sinful than myself in your whole creation, O my Allah. We must consider ourselves like that. Annihilate ourselves, humble ourselves. Looking at the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we should not consider our ibadat, zikr, tilawat and some social work and welfare work that we do to be too much. We must consider ourselves as the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth, but have great hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and at the same time fear the rejection of those good deeds. That is the sign of a good mu'min. Annihilation. And it doesn't stop the person from making progress. Allah ta'ala gave those people who annihilated themselves, humbled themselves, Allah ta'ala gave them such progress that the world is amazed that how did they progress in a short period of time. Look at Islamic history. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman al-Ghani, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. How humble they were. How they annihilated themselves. But how Allah Ta'ala made them rise to great heights. And they ruled. Not that they were just making namaz in the masjid, they were ruling over vast territories. So it shows that a person's namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, his ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and his piety and taqwa does not restrict him, does not stop his progress, does not stunt his progress. In fact, it helps and assists. When the person has got taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala assists them. People few in number, small groups, but they wiped out huge armies. And they conquered vast territories. And today we have everything, but we have nothing. Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں، گو بد کردار و نام سیا، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اللہ تعالیٰ gives us great hope. ان اللہ غفور الرحیم gives us great hope. لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ، قل یا عبادی الذین اسرفوا علی انفسہم لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ. That means if a person is already gone off beat, off track, is gone far away, then he must have great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. So he must show his repentance, his regret, his remorse, his shame, nadamat, and come back. Allah Ta'ala is willing to accept, no matter how far the person may have gone. But not the other way round, that because Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, so therefore we will go on sinning and have hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Now we have turned it the other way round. A person is doing any kind of wrong, any kind of haram, and you tell the person that Allah Ta'ala is displeased, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is displeased, they say Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. So that was not the meaning of Ghafoorur Rahim. If a person has got burn all in his house, then what is it there for? That he must go and keep on burning his hand. Accidentally, if the hand got burnt, so now apply the ointment. If a person has got a panel beater next door, so does it mean that every time that he drives, he must look for some wall to go and smash his car because there's a panel beater next door? What it means is that if accidentally your car got smashed, then take it to the panel beater. But after he has given it back to you in showroom condition, then don't go smashing the car. But sometimes the person is alert, he's sharp, he's wide eyed and wide open eyes he's got and he's driving, and he can still meet up with another accident just few minutes after having had his car repaired. That can happen. So then we'll say, don't lose hope, go again to the panel beater and get it fixed up. So Allah Ta'ala, the person asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, he say, Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, you are most forgiving, you are most merciful, you dearly like forgiveness. Allah doesn't want to punish, he doesn't want to send to hellfire. Allah Ta'ala, why must he send person to hellfire for nothing? Then why did he create the person? Why did he send Quran Sharif? Why did he send all the 124,000 Anbiya? Why has Allah Ta'ala created all these opportunities for us? Ramzan Sharif, Big Night, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Barat, Nights of Eid, Eid days, Muharram, Ashura, all this for what? If Allah Ta'ala just wanted to dump everybody into the fire of Jahannam. It's a clear indication. And look at Hajj. Everything there is nothing but dua. When you're entering the, when you're putting Ihram dua, when you're entering the Kaaba Sharif dua, you look at the Multazam dua, Hajar-e Aswad dua, Muqam-e Ibrahim dua, Safa dua, Marwa dua, Milayn-e Aghzarain dua, Mina dua, Arafat dua, Muzdalif, for what all that? If Allah Ta'ala didn't want to forgive, why must he give all those opportunities? But he does not like a person who is rebelling openly. Person is unconcerned. He just goes on and on. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala is Ghaffar. So seek forgiveness. Ab to rahe bas tadame akhir virde zubaa mere ila. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. حضرت یونس علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, he called out in the stomach of the whale, the stomach of the fish, darkness upon darkness, نادا فی الظلمات لا الہ الا انت سبحانک انی کنت من الظالمین فاستجبنا له ونجیناه من الغم وکذالک ننجی المؤمنین. So explain this many times. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the waters of the ocean, and the darkness of the stomach of the fish, and there he is calling out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala responds to his call. Allah Ta'ala says, we gave him najat, gave him relief from his distress. And that is how we'll go on giving relief to the believers from their distress, from their gham, from their grief and pain and sorrow and problems. Wherever they are going to call out to me, then we are going to give them relief. We are complaining of different kinds of darknesses around us, darkness of the environment, darkness of this, darkness of that. So whatever kinds of darkness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got a system. Turn towards Him and then make the effort in that direction. If you're going to fight the darkness, it's not going to go away. If somebody wants to hit the darkness with some bullets, it's not going to go away. The darkness will go when we bring light. If it's dark in a room, introduce light and the darkness will go. So if our hearts have become dark, then introduce the noor and the light. And what is mahol? What is environment? Who makes up the environment? You and I, we make up the environment. We may not be able to change the environment outside our homes, but who stops us from changing the environment inside our homes? Our own lives, who stops us from changing? No government is forcing us to watch the porn sites and go to the rave clubs and discos and have abortions and commit rape and arson and looting. Does any government force us that? So if the people of the house make up their minds that we want to now, from day one or from this moment onwards, now that Ramadan Sharif is ending and we were listening to so much of bayans on taqwa and taharat and purification of soul and everything else, and so much of tafsir and Quran Sharif, so now let us make up our mind that in our home we don't want anything that is un-Islamic, anything that is displeasing to our beloved Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From now on there's going to be no music, there's going to be no watching of haram, there's going to be no interest taking and giving, there's going to be no rape and adultery and extramarital affairs, nothing. If the person in the home, if they make up their mind, we're going to start 5 times namaz and we're going to stay away from haram places, we will eat, we'll drink, we'll have halal entertainment, halal pleasures, but we'll stay away from haram. So who stops? Nobody stops. And that's the environment. When people get together and make up their minds, we want to live a certain lifestyle, that becomes the environment. So we can't change the outside world. It could be difficult. But that's where nafs and shaitan will make us think always about far, far places. that they must change, they must unite, they must be like this, they must be like that, or they will make, what about us? This little government that we have got, what about that? Our heart is also the king, and all the parts of the body are the provinces. So why don't we make this king implement the laws of Allah and His Rasul on the provinces? So the individual, if he is going to turn towards Allah Ta'ala, his life will change. If the home people change, they will enjoy sukoon. And if the society implements it, the society will enjoy sukoon. Nobody is forcing us. Those things which are beyond our control, those are excused. But what is in our power, why don't we do that much? So Ramadan Sharif is coming to an end. So we must carry the Ramadan Sharif lessons for the remaining 11 months until the next Ramadan. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah. So let's not misunderstand. We have to be worried and concerned about every ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever in the world he may be. And not only the person who has believed, even those who have disbelieved, we must worry. Allah Ta'ala must give them hidayat. And we must consider ourselves as being weak. Ourselves meaning the whole ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe. That we haven't been true ambassadors of Islam. We haven't been able to even invite those maids in our home who have worked for many, many years. We can't bring them into Islam. The staff and the laborers who worked for us, we can't seem to be influencing them in any way. So there is some weakness. Not bragging, but just fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every maid that worked for us all accepted Islam. The madrasa there. And no one took more than 3 months to work, become a Muslimah. It's just that how you treat them, how you present Islam to them. And it's easy. And then they go and bring the mothers, fathers, brothers, uncles, somebody or the other coming. So without much fanfare, the thing is today we want to do little. But publicity must be big. Publicity we want. Allah Ta'ala will make the publicity. If we do work sincerely, Allah Ta'ala will make it reach corners of the world. People will get attracted into Islam. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of publicity for the sake of the name of the organization, that this organization is doing this work or that work. That much is sufficient. But we just want nothing but name. Name, fame, that's all. So we have to learn annihilation. The moment we are going to make fana of our nafs, man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will increase the respect and honor. Otherwise the name is something that is in the minds of people, that we want them to think good of us. Now how long are we going to hold their minds? For a little while they'll make Zindabad, Zindabad. And after a little while they make Murdabad, Murdabad. We've seen that in elections in India and other places. That same candidate that they were making, Zindabad, Zindabad, Nare Takbir, Zindabad. And after some time they disagreed with him, they said, Murdabad, Murdabad, Marolat usko. Before they were putting garlands of flowers, now they put garland of shoes in his mouth. Before they were presenting with bouquets, now they're throwing tomatoes and potatoes and onions on his face. So the person who has got only ikhlas, that he's doing it for Allah Ta'ala's sake. So then even if he's beaten up, even if he's kicked around, even if he's criticized, mocked, teased, if somebody says anything, he'll look into that criticism. That is it in me or not? The weaknesses they are pointing, am I guilty of that or not? If he is, then he'll say, Jazakallah, I thank you very much for having informed me of my weakness. And in future also, if you see some weakness, then please do inform me. That's what he will say. And if the criticism is just for the sake of criticism, there's no truth in it, it's just due to jealousy or pride or in some arrogance, so then the person will say, Ya Allah, forgive him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. So Ya Allah, give these people hidayat, make them understand. But I make shukr of yours that those weaknesses that he's pointing out is not in me. That's all. Life becomes so beautiful. Then Allah Ta'ala will give respect. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you, and the ummah with the tawfiq of amal. Now let's make the third dua for the night, because we are in need of it. We don't know which moment is the moment of acceptance, and the person after that it will be smooth sailing. How many things have happened with dua? Things unbelievable. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار الغيوب وغفار الذنوب الله My beloved Allah, these brothers have been sitting here almost the whole night. This part of the night, my beloved Allah, to remain seated here in the masjid and to raise our hands after zikrullah. Ya Allah, it is a clear indication that we have recognized you as our Rabb, that you are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. Ya Allah, we have recognized that everything lies in your hands. We have recognized that all treasures lie with you. We have recognized that our life is in your hands, our sight, our hearing and speech is in your control, the ground on which we walk is in your control, the homes in which we live is in your control. Ya Allah, no matter how much of steel we may have put into the foundation, but if you shake the ground, then no amount of steel can stop the building from collapsing. Ya Allah, we have seen, we have heard different parts of the world where the buildings disappeared from the surface of the earth. In Turkey it happened, and so many other parts of the world. Ya Allah, when earthquake struck, huge buildings disappeared. The ground on which we walk in your control. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. We are therefore extending our begging bowls before you. This Mubarak night, the night of the 29th night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the last of the odd nights of the last 10. My beloved Allah, in a few hours time the night will end. Your rahmat, your mercy, your forgiveness knows no limits this part of the time. Ya Allah, we sinful servants of yours are extending our begging bowls. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring. My beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Don't look at our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sins and our faults. Look at your shan of being Rahim and being Kareem. You are the most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Ya Allah, how much of opportunities you give to us to turn towards you. A clear indication that you wish to forgive. Ya Allah, you yourself have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, قُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Why else would you inform us, my beloved Allah? Why would you want us to say Rabbi Ighfir Warham if it was not your desire to forgive? Ya Allah, therefore we are saying, O my beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, we made khatam of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, we made zikrullah. We read Naat Sharif upon Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, we are now raising our hands We are acknowledging every mistake and every error of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, this part of the night, we are extending our begging bowls, acknowledging every weakness of ours. Ya Allah, you dearly love those who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. May Allah change the direction of our lives. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, some of them came from the backgrounds of Kufar, some from the Mushrikeen, some from the Nasara and Yahud. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. You pleased with them and they pleased with you. My beloved Allah, what a dramatic change came in their lives. What a revolution came in their lives. Ya Allah, they gave up their gambling, their drinking, their fornication, their adultery. They gave up all their sins of kufr and shirk and everything else, and they became ambassadors for Islam. Ya Allah, you are still the same Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? How long, my Allah, are we going to walk the path of sins? How long? The day is going to come when the angel of death will extract the soul from every part of our body. Ya Allah, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with a life of prosperity, of happiness, of contentment, of satisfaction. Remove the difficulties, the problems, the hardships, the troubles of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah that was in Badr. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Uhud. You are the same Allah that was at the time of the trench. You are the same Allah who was at the time of Fatah Makkah. My beloved Allah, you haven't changed. Your power hasn't diminished. We have changed, my beloved Allah. We have gone weak. You are powerful, almighty, all-hearing, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipresent. My beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Assist and help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Overlook the shortcomings of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive the shortcomings of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, those who have made up their mind, they will continue with the tyranny, oppression and suppression of the ummah. Then remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud. Cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink, cause friction and disunity amongst them. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make them one body and one soul, just as Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam had left them. It is not difficult, my beloved Allah. We truly believe that it is possible and it will happen again close to Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make us all nek and make us all ek. Mere Mawla, hamare hal par raham farma. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. When the time of our departure comes, bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Give us barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, and everything else. Ya Allah, give us a happy, contented, and a satisfied life. Give us sukoon in our hearts. Change the conditions of adversity to prosperity. Change the conditions of insecurity to security. Ya Allah, bless with hidayat the people of this country. Bless them with hidayat and guidance. Make them all believers in you and in your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believers in akhirat on the day of judgment. My beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us, how much he cried for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, especially that of the Dajjal, that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept our fasting, accept our tilawat, accept our zikr, accept our charities. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to serve mankind, to assist and help the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين